The surge in gold prices continues in both international and local markets, with the price of gold reaching new historic highs today. According to reports, in recent days, the trade war in the United States and the widespread purchase of gold by central banks across the world to increase their reserves have pushed gold prices in both global and Pakistani markets to unprecedented levels. In the international bullion market, the price of gold per ounce surged by $59, reaching a new high of $3,454. Due to the global price increase, local markets in Pakistan also saw a rise. On Tuesday, the price of 24-karat gold per tola increased by 5,900 rupees, reaching a new level of 363,700 Pakistani rupees. Additionally, the price of gold per 10 grams increased by 5,059 Pakistani rupees, reaching 311,814 Pakistani rupees. In contrast, the price of silver per tola remained unchanged at 3,441 Pakistani rupees, and silver per 10 grams also remained stable at 2,950 Pakistani rupees. Meanwhile, yesterday, the price of 24-karat gold per tola in the local market rose sharply by 8,100 rupees, reaching a new all-time high of 357,800 rupees. Gold prices briefly broke above $3,500 per ounce to an all-time high on Tuesday, after U.S. President Donald Trump criticized Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, rattling investors and increasing demand for the safe haven asset. Spot gold was up about 1% at $3,457.12 an ounce, by 1,025 GMT, after earlier rising as far as $3,500.05. U.S. gold futures gained 1.3% to $3,469.50. The latest leg of the rally was triggered by President Donald Trump's public attack on Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, said Alexander Zumpf, a precious metals trader at Heraeus Metals Germany. As political uncertainty and monetary policy concerns persist, gold is likely to remain well supported. Key technical support levels are now seen at $3,450 and $3,400, while the next psychological target on the upside is $3,600 per ounce, Zumpf said. Trump's increasingly vocal attacks on Powell for not cutting interest rates saw Wall Street share indexes fall around 2.4% on Monday, and the dollar hit three-year lows. A weaker U.S. currency makes dollar-priced bullion less expensive for buyers overseas. It is also interesting that normally when equities hit the skids the way the U.S. markets did yesterday, gold would come down under distressed liquidation. This time that has not happened, said StoneX analyst Rona O'Connell. Prices of gold, traditionally seen as a safe haven asset amid economic and geopolitical uncertainty, have risen by nearly a third so far this year. Traders will look to speeches by several Fed officials later this week, hoping for insights into future monetary policy amid the concerns about the central bank's independence. Spot silver was steady at $32.68 an ounce, platinum gained 1% to $971.40, and palladium jumped 1.8% to $944.27.